In this bulletin, the federal opposition urges the government to devise an economic strategy to manage the coronavirus fallout. Supermarket retailer Coles admits to underpaying staff. And in sport, teams have been selected for the AFL bushfire relief game next week. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal opposition is warning the coronavirus will have a significant effect on an already weakened Australian economy. The number of infections in China has slowed to less than 2,000 for the first time since January, but the outbreak is not yet contained. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says it's unclear how much the virus, known as COVID-19, will affect the budget. He says he's written to the federal government to ask for advice for how businesses should respond to the health emergency.
So I'll be going to regional Queensland, to Townsville and Cairns this week to speak with businesses, particularly tourism businesses, but others as well, about the impacts of coronavirus so that we can advocate for them to try and get the government to come up with a plan to deal with the aftermath of what's gone on here.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says passengers from the Diamond Princess will be further screened for coronavirus before arriving back home. On Wednesday, the passengers are scheduled to return after being quarantined and will face another fortnight in lockdown to stop the virus spreading. Mr. Hunt says the number of infections on the ship has reached 450, and he's thanked the Northern Territory for its support in accepting the arrivals.
We're protecting Australians, we're protecting Territorians, but we're also reaching out and protecting those who need that support from being overseas through no fault of their own, being caught up in what is an international epidemic.
Supermarket retailer Coles has admitted its team members were underpaid by almost $20 million over the last 6 years. Coles identified the underpayments having taken place across the liquor and supermarket business, primarily impacting store managers. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has indicated penalties will probably apply in this case, depending on what the facts are.
With organisations like Coles or Woolworths or Qantas, when this process is complete, penalties will be inescapable, whether they are civil, criminal, or of the type that we are now proposing with respect to directorships, banning and publicity. And many instances, more than one type of those penalties might apply.
The government says legislation will be introduced in a few weeks to criminalise wage underpayment. Gerard Dwyer from the Union for Retail, Warehouse and Fast Food Workers says the establishment of a wage theft offence is critical.
You might say, well, are there penalties enough at this present time? Well, clearly no. So we need to address penalties. We also, though, need to address processes. We have called for some time, as has the ACTU, for a small claims jurisdiction, which has operated in the past in many states in this country.
An environmental enterprise group has been selected to develop a national program for the recovery and landscape restoration of bushfire-affected communities. The $5 million project will involve identifying critical seeds, including indigenous local species and priority areas that need extra environmental support. Greening Australia's chief executive Brendan Foran has told SBS News, "Future bushfires and climate change effects need to be considered as part of the process."
We take a medium to long-term focus on the recovery effort, where we focus on the environmental values and how we bring those back. But it's also, as we found when we did work with Canberra community in the 2003 bushfires, it can be a really important part of the healing process.
To sport, and six players from each of last year's grand final teams have been named to play in the AFL's bushfire relief match next Friday. At Marvel Stadium next week, the players from Richmond, including Trent Cotchin and Dustin Martin, plus Giants stars, take to the field. Victoria will be led by Damien Hardwick, while Sydney's John Longmire will lead the All-Stars team. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. Melbourne, a shower or two, a top of 20. Much the same in Hobart, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sunny for Sydney, 29. Similar in Newcastle, 31 degrees. Brisbane, possible showers or storm, and 34. Showers for Cairns, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.